Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, a presentation reality check.
Back in 1994 in Seattle, I had one of those paradigm-crushing experiences. If you remember back then, PowerPoint was just starting to get some traction in the business community. The era of the Presentation Service Bureau was slowly ebbing, and everyone was excited about becoming an instant presentation designer thanks to PowerPoint. Well, about that time, I received a phone call from what I recognized as one of the largest advertising agencies in the country at the time, and they were based right in my backyard in Seattle. Here's how the phone call went. Jim, we'd like you to come down tomorrow afternoon to discuss a major presentation we have to give to a client the end of next week. Well, they were a little cryptic, and I was certainly curious, so the next afternoon I came down to their offices and was ushered into this massive boardroom to wait for the executive team. It was an incredible place. Mahogany covered all the walls. The boardroom table was massive. The smell of the leather chairs permeated the air, and television screens were built into all the walls. Well, I was a little curious while I was waiting, so I poked my head out the door and looked down the hallway in one direction and saw a room full of people working on a storyboard for a national advertising campaign. Down the hallway in another direction, a showcase was full of industry awards they'd won for their commercials, and I was beginning to wonder why I was here. Well, I would soon find out. The executives came in and they said, "Here's the deal. At the end of next week, Microsoft is coming in, and we are pitching them for their $100 million global advertising account." I guess that was back when $100 million was a lot of money. "Jim, here's what we'd like you to do. We'd like you to assemble the presentation content as we give it to you, and also be in the boardroom to push buttons on the computer so we don't have to worry about that." And that's exactly what happened. Within a day, they had me set up in an office, and they were forwarding on information to me to put into the presentation. Document after document of text and bullets and sub-bullets and sub-sub-bullets started going into the presentation. I tried to distill them out as best I could, but the executives reminded me, "Jim, we'd like you to just put this into PowerPoint just the way we're giving it to you." I was thinking, I need to find an ally here, so I asked if their art director could come down and help me out with the presentation. She came in and soon announced, "You know, Jim, I think we'd like to go with pure messaging. Just black backgrounds, white titles, and white text." The meeting finally came, and Microsoft entered the back of the room. The handshakes occurred. They sat down around this massive table and literally sat through hour upon hour of bullet slides, sub-bullets, sub-sub-bullets, all on a black background, white titles, white text. What is wrong with this picture? Well, I walked away from that experience with three very crisp impressions that ultimately caused me to launch my own business, and ones that can revolutionize your approach to the presentation process. You ready? Here goes. First impression, the presentation medium is a unique communication venue. It is not like desktop publishing, it is not like web design, it is not like video production, and is unique in three different ways. It's unique in the storyline, how the message is shaped to persuade and influence. Second of all, it's unique because that storyline has to be illustrated in a very unique way in tools like PowerPoint, and illustrated in a way that actually helps people get the idea more quickly instead of bogging the idea down in a sea of bulleted information. The third and maybe the most important point is that there is a flesh and blood human interface between message and audience, and the role of that business storyteller is critical. The second thing I came away with was this: the best ideas or biggest companies don't always win. Somehow we were led to believe somewhere that if we had the best idea and we represented an industry recognized company, we would always win the day, but that is not true today. There are a lot of smaller companies that can come in and tell a much more compelling story of change or innovation. The third impression was this: creating an audience-changing presentation is never just a technological thing. We can't go out with our MasterCards and buy presentation effectiveness. You see, our biggest challenge is no longer in simply giving a good presentation. You know what? Anybody can give a good presentation. Matter of fact, grade school kids are giving presentations today. No, our real challenge is how do I communicate information and ideas in a way that other people will actually get? And there is a world of difference between those two perspectives. Giving is all about presenters. The getting is all about our audiences. Giving presentations is all about laptops, lumens, clip art, and bullet points. Our audiences getting them is all about understanding how other human beings are moved to action. How can I shape an idea so it's remembered and acted upon? If your organization doesn't embrace the difference between these two things, it's most likely costing you revenue, influence, investment capital, or worse, your credibility. The reality is most of us do indeed know truly good presentations and presenters when we see them. They stand out in our minds, and we try to understand what they did that made them so good and maybe try to emulate a few things. This is kind of an ad hoc approach to professional development. You see, it's not that everyone else is so horribly bad. It's simply that most presenters are not memorably good. They fall into that vast sea of average presenters delivering average presentations in an average kind of way and are quickly forgotten. If you browse our website, you'll find a number of different resources to give you some ideas on how you can either regain your edge or move from already being a good communicator to a great one. And if you have a reasonably good grasp on the stakes associated with your communication opportunities and know that the lack of some important skills is costing you something, then maybe it's time to sign up for one of our Distinction public training workshops. You see, the reality is you and I will be presenting the rest of our lives, so we might as well become better at this art, because for many, what we're doing now simply isn't working and never will. There is hope for all of us, however, but it starts with being open to some truth-telling. Even doing this for a living, I am still a work in progress. I am constantly learning things. Sometimes I try stuff that fails miserably, and other times I get amazing traction with the people I present to. Maybe today is the day you finally do something about your presentation skills. If so, visit our website for more information at distinction-services.com. That's it for today. Join us for another installment of The Digital Coach from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com. At distinction